Keeping yourself and passersby safe during harvest, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers have a lot on their minds during harvest season, and Dan Neenan wants to make sure that safety is included. Neenan heads the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa.
The days are getting shorter, so you're going to see these big pieces of equipment out onto the roadway later into the evening. We're getting darker earlier in the evening, so the chances that ag equipment is going to meet with the motoring public is pretty good this time of year.
Neenan says non-farmers who travel country roads also need to be safety conscious this time of year.
Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when tractors and the combines are turning left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass.
Neenan offers an additional safety tip related to harvest time.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
There's more at NorthShoreProductions.com. And be listening to this show and others on this station for National Farm Safety and Health Week programming next week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.